Welcome to Rainbows Rising, where we ascend together. I'm your host, Rainbow Raja, and I wanted to take a few moments today and just thank all of the listeners. Thank you so much for all the episodes you guys have listened to, for all of your support, and for tuning in every single week, even when I'm a little bit late. And for just like really enjoying the content. I hope you guys are enjoying the content. I am loving just being able to explore with you and to expand my own practice and to be able to challenge myself and challenge myself to be able to share some things about myself that I haven't been able to share before. And I really appreciate all of the overwhelming support, especially for those of you who took the time to vote for me in the COVR Awards, the COVR Visionary Awards that are today. So if you guys aren't aware of that, you can tune in on Facebook. If you look up COVR, I'll put a link in the description below if you want to tune in, find out if I won any awards or not. But I did want to take some time and just really let you guys know that I deeply, deeply appreciate everything. If you guys are sharing with your friends and family, if you guys are putting in the time for the practices, because I know ascension and any kind of awakening, any kind of spiritual practices can be really challenging. It challenges our ability to see sides of ourselves that sometimes are uncomfortable. And I really appreciate you guys putting in the work, being here every week, putting in the time and the love and the energy into yourself, into your spirit guides, and into your path to better yourselves. And I may not know all of you, but I appreciate every single one of you. And I'm listening. So if you guys ever reach out, I am listening. In fact, somebody suggested I should start a Patreon. Because they wanted more content, they wanted to know what was going on in my personal life, a little bit more of what I do on the side. So I did. I started a Patreon. I don't know much about Patreon, if I'm being honest, but I did set it up. I had a little help setting it up, and I have 4 tiers, and I set up a whole bunch of merch. So the tiers start with like general support and getting an extra healing podcast. So you guys can actually tune in to like an extra podcast every week where I just do like super low quality, like sound therapy sometimes, or like light codes, or maybe a tarot reading, or just kind of whatever strikes me that week, strikes the mood that week. And, I might even do it multiple times a week. Who's to say? I'm just going to follow my intuition with that one. And it even goes up to like on the 2 higher tiers. There's cool merch like hand-drawn tarot cards and hand-drawn stickers. So they're like, it's my art, but it's like light codes and Reiki. And, I put a lot of time into my art. It's usually for me. It's usually things that I do for myself, for my own spiritual healing. And I've been kind of guided to share it with you guys. So go ahead and check the link below if you're interested in checking out what my Patreon has. I have a lot of other things in there. So those were just the 2 I thought were the coolest. So go ahead and take a look at that. And if you're able to support it, support me, the podcast, and join the Patreon, like, oh my gosh, that would mean so much to me, because that lets me know that you guys are listening, that you like the content. So let me know, either by writing a review or joining Patreon. That lets me know I'm doing something right here, right? So that was my little intro today. I don't like to do advertising, as you guys know. I'm not monetized. I refuse to do any advertising. You guys get enough ads. So that's it. That's it. That's all I'm going to say for today. And we're going to jump right into some ancestral gifts that your ancestors are bringing you. It's going to be a choose your stack, choose your ancestral gift, choose your ancestral wound, your ancestral healing. I'm just going to feel these out as I go. They do have a crystal attached, an animal, and we're just going to work with the imagery on the cards. So take a moment, breathe into your body. Pull all your energy into your skin, all the way to your skin. Just take a deep breath and imagine sucking everything to your skin. As you breathe out, just allow it to wash out through your feet. Bring your attention to your heart. Breathe into your heart. And breathe out. Take another moment. Breathe into your heart space. Breathe into your heart space. And as you breathe out through the soles of your feet. Releasing any tension, releasing any heaviness. Ground down into the soil beneath. Ground down into the soil. And when you're starting to feel calm, when you feel that you've sunk into the earth, into your body a little bit more, go ahead and pick a number between 1 and 7. 1 to 7. I'll give you a couple more moments. Just feel into your heart. Don't choose with your head. Feel into your heart. Ask your heart, hey. Hey, heart. Hey, ancestors. What number is going to best help me work with you this month? What number is going to best support my growth? Do you have your number? Great. Let's get started. Reading number 1, Fox. You're going to be working with Fox this month. Fox is a animal totem of magic. Fox is an animal totem that helps you move between the realms. Fox is cunning. Fox is clever. And Fox is the master of creativity. Foxes are also known for shape-shifting. So we have a very interesting dynamic here. The crystals or the gemstones you're going to be working with this month are Moki marbles. They are also known as shaman stones. They come in pairs. You have a masculine and a feminine. And you utilize them to balance the two aspects of self. You utilize these stones to help you move between the realms. They're used, like I said, they're shaman stones. So they're used for shamans to help connect with guides, to help with connecting with ancestors and to move between the realms. And so if you have those at home or if you want to get those, that's what they're called, Moqui marbles. And so this month, your ancestors have given you a gift. They are letting you know that communication with the unseen realms, with the other dimensional beings, with your guides, with your ancestors, with your animal totems, with life itself, the synchronicities, the messages, they will be clearer this month. They're going to continue to get clearer on your path. so long as you listen and heed those messages. You have to really be willing to take the initiative when you hear those messages and take the steps forward. Because it's one thing to imagine your dreams, and it's a whole nother thing to allow them to come into being. You might be hearing all kinds of wonderful messages that are actually supporting your dreams, but you might have fear about those things coming true. You might worry you don't deserve them. You might worry that when you do get them, something horrible would happen to take them away. Your ancestors want you to know that you can walk through that fear and you can allow yourself to create the life you deserve. You have to listen to the signs. You have to notice the synchronicities. You have to be courageous enough to ask for magic, to ask for the signs, to ask for the answers. Okay? So, just know, work with Fox this month, call on Fox, and work with some Moki marbles for balance, and listen to those signs, use your intuition this month, and you will see huge shifts in your life. Moving on to reading number 2. Your animal totem for this month is the goat. Now, the goat has had some pretty bad reputation. He's got a pretty bad rep. You know, personally, when I think of the goat and his associations, I think of like Pan, who is a satyr, half man, half goat, getting into all kind of mischief and, you know, trying to like, you know, get all up in all the fairies' businesses, you know, like, hey, baby. But then also when I think of goat, I think of like the joke, goat yoga, right? You got this like, you know, you got wonderful yoga, and then you have these goats that are making all this noise, jumping on your back, causing all kinds of trouble. They become almost humorous. That they're this ongoing joke, and people say like, oh yeah, goat yoga, it's so calming. And you know, I've been around goats. You know, they're very loud creatures. But you know, the very last association that I think of when I think of goats is obviously the association of, you know, Satan, like being this man with a goat's head, right? And as much as we want to like shrug that off, goat has been the symbol of sacrifice to the gods in a lot of different cultures. Goat has also been seen as this trickster, this darker energy, and it's always being, you know, mixed with these shape-shifting beings, right? And so you may be wondering, like, what is goat going to bring me this month? Well, the medicine of this month, because it turns out your lesson isn't necessarily a gift, but it's something for you to heal, okay? You have struggled with quite a bit of darkness, whether it be dark influence, whether it be your own dark thoughts, your own bad habits. You might have some, you know, some other dimensional beings that might be getting into, you know, interfering with your life. And right now, you're being encouraged to recognize that you have power over your darkness. The goat, like real goats, not just mythology goats, real goats have these stomachs of steel. They can eat everything. It could be rotten, and they can eat it. And they will retain nutrients and digest it without a stomach ache, without any issues. And you have the power to do the same with darker energy. You have the power of allowing it to move through you to process that darker side of yourself or other people's negativity. You know, if you're that person that just attracts all these like people who have a bunch of drama and you're like, why am I always attracting these people? Because you're meant to transmute that energy, that darker energy. Maybe you're somebody who sees a bunch of like, you know, not so great beings or interacts with those or hears them. Transmute it. Transmute that energy. And your ancestors are bringing you the wisdom that you have the power of the good. You have the power of the good. You are so, so, so good and so righteous and so fierce that your light will shine through any darkness that you encounter. And even though the goat has this horrible reputation, it is this gentle, strong animal that can climb mountains, be on like teeny tiny cliffs and survive, eat anything and survive. It's super, super strong with its beautiful horns. And you very much are the same. You're fierce, like a tiger. You can just take down that darkness. You need to remember that when you're tapping into your guides, when you're calling in your ancestors, that you can hold space for yourself, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what person you're interacting with, no matter what mood you are in, you can take a deep breath, move into your heart, and call on your light, call on your goodness. Remember to transmute that energy, those moods. Transmute whatever it is through you. Release it into the ground. Release it back into the universe to be cleansed. And your stone for this month is pyrite, which is interesting because pyrite is very, very much a cleansing. It does help with like detoxification of the physical body. So when you work with pyrite this month, if you work pyrite, I recommend you do, and you carry it on you or you sit and you meditate with it, allow it to act as a conduit, as a conductor, to help you learn what channels to clear all that energy out of in your body. Talk to your stone. Communicate with it. It has consciousness. It can hear you. So hold that stone. Say, hey, pyrite, help me transmute this energy. Help me move it. Help me clear myself. And you will be able to do that work. Call on goat. Call on goat for that iron stomach. And to tap in that the shadows are not always so bad. And sometimes perceptions are just that. They're somebody else's. They're not always real, right? Reading number 3. All right. So your animal totem for this ancestral healing is the caribou. I feel like this could also apply to the elk. And they have very similar messages. So the caribou is all about the cycle of life. You know, the Inuit peoples believe that the caribou that return to them at the end of every season, were actually carrying the souls of all the people they had lost. And so in this way, the Inuit people revered the caribou as this animal that embodied the universal soul. And the elk is a symbol of stamina. The elk is a symbol of stamina, of perseverance. And so your message from the ancestors this month, your message about healing, you're being challenged right now. You're being challenged. You kind of feel like compromising your integrity or compromising your beliefs to kind of take a shortcut or to make things easier, or maybe to be liked by a certain group of people or to get ahead in your career. And you are being asked by your ancestors to not compromise what you know to be right for you. If a job doesn't fit your mold, don't take it just because you need a job. Stand your ground and know that your destiny is coming, that your ultimate job is coming to you, that the opportunity that you have been working and working and working for is right on the horizon, okay? Now, where the caribou message of the cycle of life, rebirth, comes into play is in order for really incredible things to happen to you, in order for you to be able to welcome new things into your life, you have to let go of old things. If you are ready to take the next step in your life and to open a door for new opportunities, you have to say goodbye to old ones. And that means, you know, to not compromise your dreams. And don't settle for less than what you deserve. So long as you persevere, so long as you are in this for the long haul, your divine path is right before you. You are going to be okay. But don't compromise. Don't compromise. Work hard. Persevere forward. And allow anything that is not what you dream for yourself, anything that isn't that, just to fall away. Your crystal for this month is petrified wood. Now, petrified wood, like we look at trees. Trees are already these really ancient things. They can live hundreds and hundreds of years. Now, petrified wood takes it to a whole nother level because these trees have lasted now millennium. They have been turned to stone. The stamina you are needing, the perseverance, and you being able to stand your ground is that of petrified wood. Petrified wood also brings in this energy of stability, this energy of focus. So if you work with petrified wood this month, you're going to be able to really commit to your dreams, to those ideals that you don't want to have to compromise, to those dreams you don't want to have to compromise, to your life that you don't want to compromise, to yourself that you shouldn't have to compromise. Working with petrified wood is going to solidify the truth for you. It's going to solidify what your truth is to you. Okay? All right. On to reading number four. Reading number four, your animal totem is the peacock. The peacock is an animal of beauty, of loss, of mourning, the power and the magic of mourning, being able to clear your system, the power of vision, being able to visualize and hope and know in your heart of hearts that everything's going to be okay. And guardianship, knowing that you are watched over by your guides. So your totem animal is the peacock. And that comes into play because your guides are gifting you with peace. They are gifting you with peace. They want you to know that you are being watched over, that you are being taken care of. All you have to do is to close your eyes, breathe into your heart, breathe into your heart, and open up that space in your heart for paradise. Whatever paradise is to you, I just want you to imagine paradise. What does it look like? What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? Who is there? Who's in your paradise? Invite your guides in. Ask them some questions. Listen to their answers. Trust their answers. Being able to truly listen, to truly be still, and to know you don't have to take action to receive the answers that you seek is a powerful, powerful gift that the ancestors are giving you. They want you to know that if you listen, that you quiet yourself, that you go into that peaceful place within yourself. You take care of yourself and you quiet down. That in that stillness, you will receive all the answers you need. This is the gift of truth. This is the gift of hearing universal truth clearly. And sometimes in order to open up that channel within your own body, there is mourning that has to be done. The peacock. Have you ever heard a peacock? They have a very specific cry. It's a very sad cry. This cry was actually like associated with the last cry of the phoenix. You know, before the phoenix dies, it lets out this sorrowful song. And when I hear peacocks, they always cry at the end of the day. They have this song that they sing, almost mourning the sun leaving them. And it's important that we say goodbye. It's important that we recognize what we have lost. Because if we don't, we are blocking our heart and our throat. If you're blocking your throat, you're blocking your ears. You know, our throat chakra isn't just our ability to speak truth. It's also our ability to hear truth, to communicate with others, and to have them communicate clearly with us. And to have the peacock here, this totem of guardianship, lets you know that there are so many ancestors standing beside you, that when you mourn, they are there to comfort you. And that when you're able to let all of that out, they will hear your truth. You can finally speak it with confidence. You know, yell about how angry you are. If somebody died, like, there's a lot of anger that goes into that loss. Like, don't be afraid to voice that to your guides, to your ancestors. Don't be afraid of that side. Don't be afraid of any resentments that you hold in your heart. Don't be afraid of all of those feelings you never got to express. Maybe you got broken up with. Same thing. Same thing. Maybe you just didn't get the job you wanted. Well, get mad. Talk about it. Talk about it to your ancestors. You're like, I'm so mad. Express yourself. Be honest. Clear your throat chakra. Because the more you can clear that throat chakra, the more you'll be able to hear clearly. You have to clear out your own self-deception. Now, your crystal for this month, it's funny because this crystal is actually associated with peacock, is labradorite. It's a crystal of magic. But this crystal also helps with intuition. And I think it's going to help you intuitively connect with your guides. Labradorite also is, it's your third eye and your throat chakra. So allow that connection, that connecting with your ancestors and allowing yourself to really communicate with them in that way. And to work with labradorite to do that. Okay? Great. Moving on. We have number five. So your animal totem is the scarab. The scarab was seen by the Egyptians as an animal that would help with regeneration, with rebirth, and it would help facilitate their resurrection. And on this particular card, there is a man and a woman. They're staring at each other. And below them is this Anubis, like in the center of the scarab beetle. Okay. And the two other cards that I have here, we have this woman, this ancestor woman, because I have a kind of like an ancestor deck. She's standing and she's giving you healing. So this is a healing card. She's giving you blessings. And there's a moon and a sun on either side of her. So I feel like this card is... this entire reading is saying that your ancestors are supporting some kind of union, some kind of melding of two opposites here. We have this male energy and this female energy. And the reason that I guess you guys haven't come together is you've been in this time of regrouping. You've been kind of like taking care of yourself, recognizing what it is that you need. And you've been, healing yourself and healing patterns. So it is time to actually come back together to maybe communicate your needs to each other, like what it is that you need, what kind of space you need, what kind of love you need, and to be in a better mindset when approaching this. Because it seems like maybe you guys weren't able to communicate or, be able to be in the best frame of mind. And if you're in a relationship, this regrouping could just be like, taking time to yourself, spending more time alone. Doesn't necessarily mean that you guys had a breakup or that you're not together. Every single card here has this couple, has so many blessings. You have like this blessing from this ancestor, this Hawaiian ancestor. There's a butterfly, which shows me that there's joy, her throat chakra, third eye chakra, heart chakra, and solar plexus chakra are all lit up and vibrant. And her ears have these incredible earrings. So there's listening, there's love, there's action, there's insight. And the butterfly is above her head. So there's also this greater picture being shown. I see this relationship as starting over. The blessing from your ancestors, and there will be a new element brought to your relationship, to this interaction. And your stone for working with this particular gift is picture jasper. And this stone is going to help you be able to picture what you want in this interaction, in this relationship, in this dynamic. It's going to help you if you happen to be like looking for a home, or you're looking where to move. Picture jasper can actually help you connect with the earth, with the ley lines in the earth, and to find the best place to settle your roots. Picture jasper is really good for meditating and being able to connect with the ancestors of the land. So with working though with your partner, just know that picture jasper, if you scry into the stone, scrying's much easier than it sounds. You literally just do a quick grounding, centering, meditation, clear your mind. You set your question or your intention, and you look at the different shapes in your stone, and you ask for the messages to come through the stone. So I'm looking at my piece right now and I see a dog. So my message to you would be that you are in a loyal relationship, that you should be loyal, or that maybe you need to demand loyalty from your partner. Okay, all right. Reading number 6. We are on to reading number 6. So your animal totem is the crocodile. You are connecting with the crocodile this month. Now, your reading is actually more of an ancestral wound, an ancestral issue you have to overcome. Okay? So, alligators and crocodiles are predators in the water. Even though they have legs and can crawl on land there, they can kind of hide in the water and attack their prey in that place. So what's interesting is, like, they're these big reptiles. They're the closest things we have to dinosaurs or dragons. So they're ancient. They're primal. They have this incredible, powerful energy behind them. And this ancestral wound, or it's kind of a wound and a gift at the same time. This wound is ancient. Okay, this is something you guys have carried for such a long time. Crocodiles are also associated with dragons. And dragons are these creatures that hoard treasure, right? So that's where we come into that balance of it being this gift and a curse, right? So you are seen as this, like, super strong person, which might, you know, cause a lot of people to be a little afraid of you. And that makes you doubt whether or not you deserve to be taken care of, whether or not you deserve to be loved or admired. And that's where the wound comes into play. You see yourself as a monster, or you see yourself as not worthy, or you see yourself as not enough. And because of that, you aren't able to see the inherent good that is within you. Your ancestors are here to let you know that all of the blessings that you could ever want are being bestowed upon you. No good thing shall be withheld. That is the gift that is being offered to you by your ancestors. You have all of the resources for greatness. We're not talking about abundance or anything like that. We're talking about you feeling whole and fulfilled. you feeling love for yourself, you being able to like go out into the world and like really tackle life, really take life and make it what you want it to be, is in your hands. It's right at your fingertips. You have to open yourself up to know that you can have whatever you want. You have to let go of that darkness, that anger at yourself, the resentment, or, you know, your own self-loathing. You have to let it go. And that's actually where the crystal of the month comes into play. We have Mystic Merlinite. And Mystic Merlinite, it has another name. It escapes me at this moment. But Mystic Merlinite is a protective stone. And it does help you see the light within yourself. It helps you see your own gifts, your own abilities. And it will carry you through dark moments. And it will help protect you from other people's darkness that might be influencing your decisions. So work with Mystic Merlinite this month to help you recognize what is good within yourself, to help you let go of any of those limiting beliefs about yourself, because it's not just you, like your parents' parents and their parents' parents and their parents' parents, they all have had this issue. They may not speak of it. They may not even let it be known to others, but it is there. And a good way to move past all of that is to take care of other people, take care of yourself, nurture others, to remember that when you are receiving gifts, that when you are receiving blessings and, you know, wonderful opportunities from life, to share the wealth with others, to be able to share your love and appreciation for others, and to make sure that as life takes care of you, you take care of others. You know, pay it forward. Don't be the dragon hoarding the treasure. Share some of that gold. Share some of that love. And you will see that you may not have, you know, an entire castle full of treasure, but you'll have a castle full of friends. Kind of the lesson of the rainbow fish, right? That, you know, you share and you will receive something more valuable than treasure and gold. Okay? All right. Reading number 7. Oh, number 7, you've been so patient. You have waited all this time for this incredible reading. Well, you will not be disappointed, because your animal is the cat. One of my favorite animals. I'm a little biased. I have 2 of them. Cat is independence, magic, abundance. Cat is seen in Egyptian history as these, you know, supreme beings, these divine, goddess-like creatures that were just, they were seen as royalty. They were revered. They've kept us free of disease by killing pests, and cats can see other beings, whether it be fairies or whether it be ghosts, or they've always been seen as these animals that have very strong third eyes, that they're able to disappear like out of nowhere. They just leave for hours. You don't know where they are, and they reappear, and they're so loving, but yet they sometimes want nothing to do with you. They're very, very strange creatures, but they're really, I love them. I love my cats. Anyway, so your ancestral message, your ancestral gift, is that in each other, we find ourselves. In each other, we find ourselves. You are part of this huge web of interconnectedness. you have to remember that you are a part of the great cycle of life, that we are all connected to the universal consciousness. Your fears are shared with others. That when you go out into the world and somebody is triggered by you, that really they're a mirror of you. They're a mirror of things that trigger you. They're a mirror of things that are bothering you that maybe you're not even honest with yourself about. And it's important that when we tap in to the interconnectedness of all that is around us, really zooming into the small things, like the fact that that rose plant that you wanted to pick, that rose, that's a living thing that you can ask, hey, would you like to come home with me? You would? Cool. Pick that rose and feel good about it. But that all things are a part of us, that we are a part of them, that everything is connected. And that because we are this collective, your thoughts, your ideas, your fears, your anxieties, your negative thoughts are also projected onto others. They are taken on by others. And you have to be very careful about what you are willing into being. All those good thoughts will manifest good things, and all those bad thoughts, well, not always. Not always. Everything is a cycle. Everything is a spiral. We're always spiraling into our center. The more you connect to your heart, the more you connect to the universe or to God. So take the time. Really connect. Really connect. Because like Cat, if you connect, you'll be able to see all the beings of all the realms. You'll be able to see the future. You'll be able to connect the dots of the past. And the crystal you'll be working with this month, or the one I recommend you should work with this month, is apatholite. Now, apatholite just so happens to be a good crystal to work with fairies with. And cats see fairies. And, you know, I mean, there might be a correlation there. I don't know if you like fairies. I like fairies. But work with apatholite. It does help to cleanse and open your third eye and your crown chakra. It will bring in more higher vibrational light energy into your body. And if you get a raw piece, they are cluster stones. So I have a really big raw piece. It's bigger than my fist. And it just is covered with a bunch of apatholite clusters. And so when I work with this beautiful stone, it reminds me of all the different facets of the human experience. It reminds me of all the different blessings that have been bestowed upon me and all the interconnectedness weaving into my life. And when I work with apatholite, it helps me to see all of that very clearly, be able to connect the dots. So I recommend working with that stone. It will help you with receiving the gift from your ancestors of connecting to all people and to connecting to the other realms and the different, the different layers of the realms, right? All right. Well, that's it for the readings this month. However, I do have something very special for you guys. I have recorded a song for you guys. Now, in the past, I've kind of layered a couple of like my one takes over each other. But this week, I decided to actually try and do like a legitimate, like, you know, ancestral song. And I'm not very good at layering, but I hope you guys really enjoy it. All the instruments are me, all the different layers of voices are me. I got no help with this. It just took me super long to be able to kind of like listen to the different levels and I guess compose this song for you guys. And each time doing it, I was connecting with my own ancestors, connecting with my guides, and setting the intention that I am passing this connection, this wisdom over to you guys, so you guys can connect with your ancestors, so you can connect with the ancestors of the land, so you can connect with the ancestors of the human race. And for those of you who do spiritual practices, being able to connect with the ancestors of these practices, the cultural ancestors, and to get a little taste of the origins of what you love about all these different modalities, these different practices and beliefs. So I call this song The Rise of the Ancestors, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Are you ready to ascend to the next level? This is Rainbow Raja, your spirit guide calling. Please be sure to keep all arms and legs inside your vessel at all times.
I'm just here to remind you to take some time today. Support Rainbows Rising podcast. Go join the Discord community. Check out the Patreon. Get some stickers, custom tarot cards. Check out the merch. The merch. You know you want to. Go connect with Rainbow Raja. Maybe even get a session. Who knows? Your support helps make this show possible. And she loves to support you. Help support her too. Once again, this is Rainbow Raja, your spirit guide, guiding you to your ascension.